Kumlan and Blab Kamoda, we're up to Kuf Samach Hei Amal Aleph on top of the page. Rav Shimon ben Galil says, Tanakama says, Pashat and Kushim, Kushim, Pashat is possible, you have to do the right way. Rav Shimon ben Galil, Chanin ben Galil says that if you made it a Mekushim when it should have been a Pashat, it's not a problem because you can always unravel it and turn it into a Pashat. Rav Shimon ben Galil says, it all depends on the meaning of Medina. So the obvious question is, why would anybody argue that? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Galil, Oymer Hakok, meaning Hamedina, Vitanakama, less like meaning. He doesn't agree with this concept of meaning Hamedina. Amar Ravashi. This is how it goes. Ba'asa, then he gave a pashut in a place where the meaning is to use a get pashut v'omale, and he told the sefer, avodli pashut, I want you to write for me a get pashut v'ozol v'ovale makusha. He didn't listen, he made makusha. K'peida nehige. K'peida. He told him clearly to do what to do, and that's the meaning of Medina, and you didn't listen. Who would hold that it's good? Then obviously it's not a good start. If Nehigi Mekusha, of course, I'm a Chayim al-Alaf, if the meaning is to make a Mekusha, Vamale, Avale, Mekusha, make me Mekusha, Vazal, Avale, Poshme, Poshme, Pseida. Obviously it's Makbid. Rav Shimon ben Galil says it all depends on the meaning of Medina, so we're trying to understand why would anybody argue regarding get Poshme, get Mekusha. So we're saying if the meaning of Medina is to do it one way, and you told the Sefer to do it that way, and you didn't listen, then obviously it's not a valid start. So keep Ligi, what's the machlekes of Shimon ben Galil and everyone else? But Asra the Nehigi be Poshut Umekushin, meaning it's both Poshut and Mekushin. But Amale, he said, Ovidly Poshut, make me a Poshut. But Ozel, because he can do either one. He told the guy, make me a Poshut. But Ozel, Ovid Mekushin. The guy went ahead and did a Mekushin. Marasava Kepeda, the Kamdanakamba says, he is Makbid, he wants Dafka Mekushin. If he didn't listen, it's not a valid get. For example, if it was a get for a woman, it wouldn't be a good get. Marasava, Mara Mokamala, just give me an idea. What should I, and give him, because give him an idea, he doesn't really care. So what's Pshat? Rashbam says, he's trying to make it easy. Do Rashbam, Mark Sova Kepeda. Avagav, the meaning of Medina, Bain Beposha, Bain Mekusha. Even though the meaning of Medina is whether it's Posha, whether it's Mekusha. Kivin the Omale Beposha, he told him, make Posha, pay you. And therefore, the Yivsul Ham Mekusha, if you made a Mekusha, it's possible. But Abshimim, we got a little Sova, Hakul Kiming Medina, Kleiman, Marim Mokum Hulay. Why? He's telling the safe, you know something? You can write another one. Obviously, Mekusha requires a lot more effort. I don't mind if you make the poshut. Yichte poshut. I'll be happier. Meaning it both. In other words, according to Rashbam, if I told you make Dafka Mekusha, the harder one, then you make poshut, it wouldn't be good. Here you have a svara that I told you poshut, make life easier for you, but if you want to do it harder, what do I care? Maybe it's even better. But if I told you to do the hard one, which means I have no rachmanis in you, and you didn't listen, then...
Particularly if you're getting paid only for the price of a
yeah, exactly.
Assuming that the Mekusha is more expensive, it's more work.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the dispute? The dispute now is
in this case, if the meaning is both...
The dispute is what you pay to the sefer. I mean, once he's written the get...
No, you told the sefer. Nobody mentioned a word about pay, you just did.
Did you deliver the order?
That's right.
At what point in time does a dispute arise into a...
After he wrote it, he gave it to you.
Okay.
And then can you use it or not?
Okay.
Push a get of the isha. It's not.
It has to be
it has to be done with shlichus. And this is he didn't listen to shlichus, which we're going to bring a few other examples now. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Rab Shimon Gamliel regarding shlichus, Rab Shimon and Rab Elazar, Kula Shulam, Marim Mokel. Even though I gave you instructions, I'm only being a Marim Mokel. You don't mind? Let's move the table over a little bit because later I get crammed in against the wall. Oh, sorry. Okay, just move your bench. Okay. Literally. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, we just said that Rav Shimon, that now we learned, if a man says to a woman, you're Mekudish to me with a dinner of silver, and he ended up getting a dinner of gold, the Tanakhama says, she's not Mekudish. But Rav Shimon says, Marim Mokumla, you know, when she said silver, you need Dafka silver. She was just trying to make these things easy. You don't have to spend so much money on me. But if she wants more, why not? Rav Shimon im hita l'shvach. If, but l'shvach, in other words, he didn't follow exactly what he said, but he gave more. Had ezim mekudeshes. It is mekudesh. Why? She said to the shliach, collect me a silver dinner. She was madam mokum. She was trying to say, I'm easy. Rashbam im hita l'shvach b'kiddushin ha'im is kachli b'din shel kesef. She said, he says, you mekudesh me a dinner of silver, and he says, it turns me gold. Avo b'shvach yuchsin, says Rashbam. This doesn't always work. Not every time something is shvach. If I had a machlekes, if I set a condition that I'm poor, turn out to be rich, she's not mekudesh because a lot of people don't want to live with rich people. So what about yuchsin? Al menash ani levi v'koyin, I see I'm levi, turn out to be a koyin. Lo yomar Rav Shimon mekudeshes. Why? The hamatzi hi lemem, which you can say misana the rav mikari loy bein a shoe that's bigger than my knee. I don't want. In other words, it's too big. I can't fit in such shoes. Hita l'shvach.
A woman is very easy for her to say she doesn't want to marry a kohen. To be the eishes kohen is not easy.
Why?
You have to know all the tumas and taras and the
can't go to cemetery together.
Kodshim and all these things. We had somewhere in Shas where a kohen is difficult to marry a kohen because.
Okay, true. Yeah, because yeah. Hainu mara moke misratze b'shal kesef she agreed to silver koshke b'shal zav u miskadeshe they shluchem agnos not through a shliach because that a shliach but if she accepted nothing to argue
unless
about
unless with the money
we had one a day in the morning they were talking about night she couldn't see well that's all right yeah and she accepted
and it turns out to be
dog. Okay. Back to the next another example of Mar Mokim Zimura and Rabbi Lozor. Now, the Isha Shamalus Kabbalah Gita Mokim Plenty, a woman says, so shall I go to that city and collect me my divorce? The Kibla Mokim Machi collected somewhere else, possible. It's possible he didn't carry out her instructions. Rabbi Lozor Machi was Machi. What's the Machi like? It's Mar Sova Kupeda. When she told him that place, I won't daft that place because nobody knows me there. I'm not embarrassed if I'm divorced. Mar Sova Mar Mokim, like, try to make it easy, Yashbam. Apostle Shehi in the Reitzel is Baish Mokum Machel, get embarrassed anywhere else. Rabbi Lazar Machel, Sova, Mara Mokum Lai Litroyach, Velaleches Bishvil, to go for her, and Oysen Mokum, Beim, Yech Pois Aleches Yoise, Tavala Brach, good on him. Yeah, so you want to write, now you remember in the beginning of, in the middle of the second Pedic, we learned how Rav Yirmiyahu was thrown out of Chavez with it. Rav Yirmiyahu was thrown out of Yeshiva because he asked about a chicken, and we said, within 50 yamas, the chicken coop belongs to this chicken coop. Outside 50 yamas, it belongs to the world. So he asked, what about one leg inside, one leg outside? So he had enough of him and he threw him out. Today, he's coming back in. End of Abbasah, he's coming back into the Yeshiva. And we'll see the story now. Many, but he wasn't in Yeshiva. It says in the Mishnah that by a Mekusher, before we get to that, by Mekusher, two Edim. And by a Get Poshed, one Ed, the Shtar is no good. So Gemara's not the question. Obviously, one Ed, the Shtar is no good. A Get of Isha, one Ed. So the Mishnah, Mekusher, Kosher, Bush, and Edim, Apostle, Itzah, is a Chiddush. Salgatami, I would have thought, Hoyle, the Alma Kosher, always we accept two Edim. Hochanami Kosher, here by Mekusher, also we should accept two Edim. Kamashla, and the Apostle. Come teach you that is Apostle. Now we had a machleki. We had three opinions in Gemara that it's mahatayra. This get mekusha. We had one opinion which is halacha. That's from Rabbanon, a case of a kohen. So the chiddush here is that even in the case of that it's the Rabbanon, and the two edim mahatayra is kosher. For this thing, this is possible. Okay. Ella poshut shekasba yedecha pshita. What did Mishnah tell you that? Omer Abaya. Abaya says there's a big chiddush in the Mishnah, and the Gemara concludes the halacha is unlike Abaya. Now we know if two Edim are written b'ksav, you can collect from Lekuches, and if you said you pay back, we don't believe you. If it's Baal Peh, you cannot collect from Lekuches, and if the Levi said that paid you back, you do believe him. But if one Ed is b'ksav, one Ed Baal Peh, we were thinking maybe you can combine the two together, and we're talking about the same thing, so it's like two Edis, there's a coil, you should be able to collect from Lekuches and all that. He says, no, you can't. They don't combine. We don't have to tell you that. You have another eid b'peh. You don't rely on this particular star to collect from the kuchas, even though you have two eidim, but on the star you only have one eid. Only two eidim inscribed in the star produce that coil, generate a coil. So now we'll treat it like an oral loan. This is no different than if you have no edim at all on the start. Number one, you don't collect lekuches. Number two, I paid you back. The malva can't say, oh, you should have written my star. He didn't correctly. He didn't think about it. He didn't remember to ask the malva about it. It wasn't a serious star. Yeah, but he's allowed to say paraita. You don't need to show.
He's my
star. The Eidech doesn't say you didn't pay. He doesn't know.
He says that this
is yeah, but this no. Mishloach my boy is not an argument because you didn't do the correct star. So it didn't bother me if you had it because the correct star is two Eidim. One Eid is nothing. As the famous Rambam explains, L'chayde it says with pihem loim piksavam. How can a star be good b'chal? How can any star be good? It says clearly by Eidim at pihem.
They have to make a testimony.
No. Yeah, loim piksavam. So he.
In other words, you contact testimony of Eidim
on paper. They have to. Yeah. So how can a star be good? The big machlek is the Rambam Ramban. The Rambam holds all shtar
zomid rabbanon. What if they only could find one kosher at eight rishas the halva or whatever?
It doesn't make the shtar kosher. Then too bad.
So you don't say
l'chatzila. So
one eight is enough to be mechayev mishpua.
Yeah, but shua and what? You're not saying. So I agree, I borrow.
I understand that here the machlokes so, is that I paid.
No, if an eight echad says that you yes you borrowed from him, and I say yes I did, but I paid you back. There's nothing to swear. What we have is a shvuas. We'll have a thing called shvuas heses, where the malvas you know pay it back. So the rabbanon you can no shvuas heses is a shvuas the rabbanon where I challenge you anything else. The rabbanon says you know heses to convince the guy or heses means to talk to say shvuas. But I tell you, that's a shvuas. It's not an edechad. It's not the realm of an edechad at all. So you don't say the room of tachshen yochel shav mishalom that kind of thing and the shvuas heses only by shvuas matayin.
So according to the Rambam, when you give a gift,
that's the Ramban's question. The Rambam is, how does it work? And the beautiful Rebbe Chaim explaining the different kind of shtaris. There's a shtar where it's evidence and a shtar which makes it happen. This is how the Rebbe Chaim explains the Rambam. A get makes it happen. That's how the Rambam, that's different. The Pihemvel and Piksom is talking about a raya, what happened, telling the story. A shtar of mammon, the loan is what makes it must make the chiyuv. Yeah, but that's Eidim Mesirah maybe.
Because of the
Xeris
is the way that they separate.
Yeah, but it's
got to
be the
Ksav. Yeah, but Eidim Mesirah. No, but Eidim Mesirah. Who said Eidim on the start?
It's like you say, if you buy a karka with mamma and you created the karka, correct?
Yeah.
Right, but what do you do? You do a shtar.
Yeah, that's called a shtar raya, exactly. Yeah. So the Rav Chaim explains, when does the Rambam say that it's only Rabban is about a shtar raya? But a shtar mekiyum, which is a get, or kedushin, would make it happen. That's not the get of the Pian Lepik Sum. That's Mahatayda. That's how he explains it. But the Rambam argues in the Ben Yisrael, Shayyim Machalikis. Back to the Gemara, Amema disagrees. He's Achshe be'ed Echa b'ksav. He holds that we have two Edim. One is b'ksav. Then the two Edim will generate enough noise that according to Rashbam, you can actually collect from the Kuchas as well. Rashbam. Amema Achshe be'ed Echa b'ksav. B'ksav yodim mekuyim and mokam acher. Talking about that, he was able to establish the ksav is correct. Be'edim. Be'ed Echa dami ba'peh. Maser oisim movement. Be'ed Echa ba'peh is saying the same thing. V'nida be'enai, it appears to me, the legambri machshe. This is mamash like a star. I feel liter me lekuchas. Generate enough noise. When needing advarim came, the star machshel gamim machshel. It says machshel is a kosher thing. You can collect from suba, and so too you cannot say you paid back because why didn't you ask him to rip up the star? Freddy Gemara. First of all, Rashi. Remember, what about Abaye? My Amalei lo shmi liklam esvirli. We say all the time. I didn't hear about it, which means if I didn't hear means as if I didn't. I don't agree. So what's the chiddush on Mishnah that an eid echa b'shtar is no good? Obviously, the Gemara must nisin or kamashal. The chiddush on Mishnah is the shnayim b'mekusha b'eid echa k'eid echa b'pashut. That two people by a mekusha have the same status as one eid by a pashut. That is
three.
That's right. Ma hasam psul deraisa av hochanam psul deraisa. This is bothered all the rishonim. Why is it psul deraisa? In the Maskon of the Gemara, we said that get Mekusha, the whole get Mekusha idea is the Rabbanon, so kind we should calm down. So if he didn't follow the Rabbanon, it's possible that I said. So look at Rashbam, see how he learns. Umashani ho kamashla masnisi in the Tony Poshit, because by Edech Apostle, Shilma Mekusha, you learn Mekusha from there. Well, Achitanya, Le Edech, let me tell you, my Edech Apostle, the Raisa, Kirchsev, Lo Yokam Edech, Beish, Afshnayin Shemkushi, Tilachachamim Psul the Raisa. So how does the Rashbam clearly learn? The Rachamim placed on him, and he's the Raisa. Vim get ainam get ainam gedesh at
the
worst. So
the whole opinion of get makusha is the rabbanon.
So the rabbanon is telling you that the rabbanon imposed on this absolut the araisa, which is a big chul kiddush.
The opinion of the rabbanon we're making
it
absolut
the araisa. Yes. Isn't that the same idea as the Torah says that Kosa was said for Jesus, right? But it doesn't tell you what you should write in the Rabbanon, it makes what you should write in it. And that what the Rabbanon
says. But that's very different. Yeah, but this is a takana that the Kohenim shouldn't get upset. This has nothing to do with the get itself.
Correct.
And yet that they turned into the right face, I don't understand. How can that be? Look at Tayshah, okay, we'll go here. Hachlam told the Raisa, love the Raisa mamish. They get mekushim the rabbanon have his tesis. Get mekushim the rabbanon, hakmi the Raisa. Kedom alil, masha have lad mamzim the rabbanon. It means that the child the rabbanon kehech the mamzim psul pasha kadele the Raisa. This is pasul the rabbanon, like that's pasul the Raisa. But love dafka. But Rashbam pitched pasul the Raisa the legobim bnei chori ve'ein nida the Rebbe. The filuk have psul the rabbanon v'hayi legobim bnei chori. This thing about the other thing is the only reason. The second thing is that Rashbam says the Raisa means that you cannot collect from bnei chori. You cannot collect for the shtar from anything. If it's possible, rabbanos you cannot collect. It's a useless shtar. Anyway, so you see right here machlekes. But the Rashbam is mechadish. The rabbanon can impose an psul daraisa. So the child will be a mamza deraisa, which is a big chiddush. Yeah, exactly. Back to Gemara. Teja, I'll prove it to you. The shochem etam, I'll prove you that I'm right. Says a meimar. They sent from there chavraya, the friends, l'Rav Yirmiyah. They sent a letter to Rav Yirmiyah. What do you mean they sent to Rav Yirmiyah? So look at Rishbam. Teja the shochale. V'sholach luhu, 5 lines in our lines. The mitztarfit. And they asked him a question there from Eidech and the Shtarnech and Mitzavah and Mitzavah. And he said to them, yes. The shochel chacham the Rabbi Yirmiyah lebasa da afkum v'medrasha. After they evicted him from, they expelled him from yeshiva. Kedam behed yo lo yachber zin lo yachber afkum Rabbi Yirmiyah v'medrasha. Val da, and because of this story, ailua kedam yimas kana. They brought him back into the yeshiva because of his humility. He learned his lesson. Says the Gemara, what happened there?
140 blood that came
out. Exactly. Says the Gemara, eight echa b'ksave, eight echa zape, ma wo shei starfu. You have one aid writing and one aid apa, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah, what does he think? So Aliba the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shmuel Karcha, very quickly, we have, I guess, we have two machlekesim. We have one Rabbi Shmuel Karcha and his Tanakhama, and one of Nos and his Tanakhama. The machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Karcha and Tanakhama is that, according to Tanakhama, the only time aidim can be aidim is if they actually saw the same event. We both had to see that the lender lend $100 to the borrower. According to Shmuel Karcha, even if he didn't see the same event, but the outcome is the same. Monday lent them $100, on Tuesday lent $100. One aid saw the Monday experience, one eighth of the Tuesday. Since they're both saying the same thing, even though two different mice, but the outcome is exactly the same, they can combine. That's one argument. Let's see. How can they combine for 2 months? For one amount. Yeah. According to the Kham, they can't combine for anything. They're not, they're only one eighth. Says Igmoda, Ali, but the Tanakham, but Abishim Kacho, that you cannot combine at all unless it's mamish the same thing, like the Boilach. That Filush Naim Biksab, even if two people wrote on the Shtar. And two people wrote by heart. Leim and Starfi, they don't combine. And the Rishbam learns that they're talking about two different events. Two different events.
One and one, yeah. One,
two different days. No, 2 days. No, two Eidim on Monday and two Eidim on Tuesday.
But on Monday you have one big sub and one Baal Peh.
No. Monday you have two big sub, and on Tuesday you have two big sub. Two Baal Peh. They don't combine to become one group. For example, if two of them are Muslim, they have to pay. But if it be four, then you wouldn't have to pay until all four are Muslim. They don't combine. Taisa has a problem with that as well. It sounds like they're all together. They're all seeing the exact same thing. But Taisa says there's a difference between the Eidim right on the Shtar. Because the Eidim right on the Shtar are not really, we had this morning Silvers, are not really saying that the lender lent $100 to the Malva. They're just saying that the Leiva told us and agreed that this, they're testifying about the document, not about the event. The Eidim Bapeh are testifying what they saw. The Eidim on the Shtar are not testifying what they saw. They're saying that if a Leiva says to the two Eidim, write me a Shtar that I owe him $100, they'll write it. Are you sure? How can you write it? Because all they're doing is authenticating that the Loiva told them to write it. So they're not saying the same event. So that's what Jesus says. They're not, that's what we're talking about here. Even though they saw the same event, they're not talking about the same thing. That's what the whole Eidim is. I don't know that it's a half long, whatever it is. But,
I'm
as opposed to testifying on the document.
Yeah, but
correct. You're saying that we saw something because the parties don't sign the document. It's not the Eidim that signed the document.
Yeah. My question is, according to Shmuel Karcha, who holds that two different days they can join together, who is the, so if you have two Biksam and two Apeh, it makes sense that they combine because they're talking about the same thing, $100, even though it's different events. Aval eight Echa Biksav, eight Echa Apeh, Levit Sefer asking, what about one eight here and one eight there? Maybe they don't combine. Aydim Alishna makes no difference. That's what they asked him. Exactly this question. Shalach Luhu, he answered them back. Ani eini kedai. Look how I'm humble, Rabbi Yirmiyah. I am not worthy. Shalachtem li that you sent me all these letters. Elokach das talmidchem. This is the opinion of your talmidim, that the noita that they're inclined to say sheyid starfu. He's referring to himself, and he calls himself a talmid. That I'm inclined as a talmid to say that me the arm is star like a meima. That's a meima's proof. Yeah, but you see from here, sometimes it pays to expel somebody from yeshiva. He learns a lesson, he comes back. And now they're mensch.
Now you can see how you get back in, you have to suck up
to the body. Okay. No, he didn't cower for anybody.
But he remained in. He was a shamuti, he remained in.
No, no, his wife had to be careful about it.
There's a taser we had before a few days ago. We didn't learn inside, but taser that says that Rabbi Akiva, that Rashi says, even in our version of Rashi in Shabbos doesn't have it, exactly those words. The taser that Rashi said Rabbi Akiva was a shamuti as well. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Bishamah. We learn that because of the Tamar of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus with the Tamar of Yechim and Zakeh, the Tamar of Hillel. And Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus was a Shamuti, and Rashi says that Rabbi Kiva also was a Shamuti.
Followed. Shamuti, I thought we touched those, that means he remained in Chayim, in Shamta.
That's one opinion, but there's another opinion, he followed the Shamta. Let's get invited. Omle, the Rabbi, as Rashi says to Amema, Anan Hochi Masinla, we heard the story, a little bit different version, and therefore has nothing to do with your case. They said, the Shokul Chavai, they said, Rabbi Mir, Shnai Jideh Chabezdins, Zeh Chabezdeh, what about the two different Bezdins, Mau Sheivoy, Beznech Chabezdins, Tarvukin, one Bezdin, Reuven came in and said, I saw Rabbi, lend money, $100, and another Bezdin, Shimon came and said, I saw. Can the two members are dying from this Bezdin, combined forces, which has nothing to do with our case here at all. And this is the Machlekes, a Liba the Tanakh of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that the Tanakh doesn't have a different argument. Do they have to come together in the Bezin at the same time to tell the story? Or you can have one aide come in on Monday and tell the story, one maid on Tuesday, and they saw the same event, but the Haggadah, does it have to be together or not? And that was the question. Rav Nosson said they don't have to come and say together. So leave it to the camera. Rav Nosson let the boy look. That the Edom have to come together. Surely, how can everyone dine here, one dine here? Even the single bezin, they're not mistarv unless they come and say together. I can come in on Monday and I can come in on Tuesday. Bechad beidin lo mistarv. Maybe only the same bezin you can combine them. But one eight says in one bezin, another eight says in another bezin. Maybe they don't combine. Which has nothing to do with your case. V'sholachlu, and Amemar answered, and Azuta answered, Ani eini kedai she'atem sholachli, am I worthy of this covet? Elekach das talmidchem, this is the opinion of your Talmud, me, noita that I'm a client, she eats tarfum. Mar barachi, the same story, but a different question. V'sholachlu, and Amemar is a very controversial person. He has one story, and there are five versions of what happened. So he can't help himself, even when he's taking back the yeshiva.
Yeah, but that's not his fault, that's their fault already.
Yeah, but true. Mar Bar Chiyama Hachi. Mar Bar Chiyama Hachi Sholchalei. This is what they sent him. Shnayim sheidid bezin zeh v'chozu v'idid bezin zeh. Two edim came and told the story before one bezin, then they came along, and they went to another story, another bezin. Ma'ushi yavi echem mikol bezin v'istarfu. They told the same two edim told the same story in two different bezins. Can the dayanim combine? Eliba the Rab Nosson who say that while that two Adim, one comes on Monday and one comes on Tuesday, they could combine, like the brother, surely combine. Hash the Adim, Mistafina, but Madok two, the Adim themselves, only one at a time. You think Mistafina, surely the Yonim, who heard both Adim, surely they can combine. My question is, the Liba the Tanakama, the Rab Nosson, the Rab Nosson, all the Adim cannot combine. But here the Adim told the story together. Alib Aidan Mistafin, Abadayani Mistafin Dimaloshna, Shalu, Rabbi answer back. Ani, you know, obviously he had to say it like 10 times. Ani Aini Kidaisha Atam Shalakhili Kantam Late Shitav Kabine. Come down Rabbi said, no, it was a different version altogether. Harchi Shokhl, this is what they sent him. Shloishashi Yoshul Kaimish, we had to ask this Gemara in Ksubis and the Dafchav Bezdi. Shloisha, three people that were sitting in Mekaimashta. The mace echad mehen, and one of the yonim, they heard the case, and then one of them died before they signed. Tzrichi lemichtav, they need to write. B'moyz v'tlos avin, we start out with three. V'chad l'seyu, do they have to write? Or we start out with three. That one business shouldn't look like they have to add the words v'chad l'seyu, because otherwise normal starts b'moyz v'tlos avin, and then turn out to be only two at the end. So it looks like a star sheker. So maybe we should write v'chad l'seyu. One of them is no longer present. Because otherwise, you start a major loss, and we see two signatures on the bottom of the star. It looks like a false document. Should they add those words? I lo, they don't have to add those words. Shalach lu, ani kedai shatam shalachni, I'm not worthy. Lekach das tamichin leitzi shutzichin lemichter. They need to write the major loss of ina v'chad l'seyu. Valdo. And for these stories, I lu rabbiim emeid rosha. They brought him back into yeshiva. Look at Rashbam over here. Aldo I lu right above the Mishnah. Sheheishulem kahoygin. He answered correctly. The hodavku. Why did they throw him out? Sheshal shleig hoygin. He didn't ask correctly. Ragle achas chutzukum. Ragle achas b'teichukum. Aldo avku meidros. They brought him back. Yachmer. V'hashtehu dalu. They brought him back in because now he was so humble and they liked it. Mishnah.
Those questions he asked were
not
passing the questions.
It was basically, yeah. Every time
you ask, not like
basically, yeah, they had enough. And the question is, after Bob Masa, did he ever ask such a question again? Now keep your eyes open. Let's see if he did, or he did have to learn his lesson or not. Look, the Mishnah says in Masechta how you learn. That's true, yeah. Because the boy Anushtar was written Zuzin. Now, Meya, the Inan Slain, Asela has 4 Zuzin, so 20 Slain is only 80, but the startup thing 100, which becomes 80. ain't like essen zuzin. You only get essen. You only get 20 shlein because maybe he's talking about very cheap zuzin that only is worth 20 shlein. If he says zuzin meyad in plus line, 100 zuz, which is 30 shlein, which means that the shlein are very cheap quality. Therefore, it's not 25 or 30. Ain't like the money gets 100. Kesev, you don't say you don't get 30 shlein. Kesev zuzin, the inun. I lent you zuzin, but the amount was v'nimchik, and suddenly it was erased amount. All we have a proof is for two. Kesef sloyin, you know, you were sloyin, but he said that they are, and you're missing the amount. V'nimchik ein pachim shlaim again two. Dar coin is the current like a drachma or some kind of a coin. The inun v'nimchik is erased ein pachim shlaim. Now listen to. What about kosem boimel ma'ilam monu matul masayim? You start out the star with one number, but at the end you write another number. Or milmaila masayim ulmatum mona. Or the top you start with 200, the end with 100. Hakol heilich achlach tachton. You always look at the end of the shtar. That's the most important part. Except we learned you don't look at the last line. The last line we ignore completely. Imkein lamakos now. You know the only thing that we really look at is the bottom. Is the end of the summary at the end. Why you write it in the beginning of the shtar? Shem timchik ois achas min tachton yil meminelyon. It's there only to reflect on the tachton. But what are we using the tachton? Setting what I taught about 11. Is that right? No. It can't be. That's 8 minutes. 7 minutes. Tell us what we learned. Omar Kesef. If he says Kesef, ain't poches medina Kesef. If he says silver, then it's no less than a silver coin. I borrowed a silver from the person, he meant a silver coin. Kesef dinarin. If he says Kesef dinarin. Silver coins and dinarin. Or dinarin Kesef. Now, dinar could be either silver or gold. But if you spell out silver and dinarin, or dinarin and silver, that's plural, so it's two, but what? Kesef silver. What about he says kesef silver, but bedinin, and I'm going to pay medinin. Dinin can also be gold. Then ain't pachas bevishnei dinin. He said dinin plural, but over here it's dahav. Here it is gold. Because you said kesef bedinin. You're going to pay silver, but paying it back through dinin. So it's not talking about the same kind of thing. We're talking about now gold. That's what it says in his brace. Oh, my man. No. Amamar, you learn kesev. If I said silver, ain't pachas medina kesev, one silver coin. Maybe it's just a piece of silver which is worth less than a silver coin. I'm gonna blaze the kosev be my bay. It's written in the star. Also the word coins. So we know we're talking about coins. You're right. You always, because we have a rule to fast the middle to fast the fast the fast. Whenever we don't know, we always take the smaller amount. So we would go after nascha, a little piece of silver rather than a coin. The aim of prite. Maybe mean, okay, it has to be coins, but in coins gufa you can have little prutas which are much worthless. I want to pop up sagi prita de kaspa. In a place where prutas are only made out of copper, not out of silver. So therefore it couldn't have been prutas. This is the smallest denomination of silver. Talking about another price. Dov, if it said gold, ain't poches medina dov, it's now less than a dinar of gold. Dov dinarin, you say golden dinarin, or dinarin dov, or dinarin. Yeah, but before kesev, now it's dov. Same idea, same principle. Different price. Different price, no, different price. We'll soon see. Ein poches mishnei din, dav is two dinin gold. What about, he said, dahav bidinin, and here's fakir. He said, gold in dinin. Before we said silver in dinin, we meant gold in dinin. He said, gold in dinin. You would have thought, and surely if you said gold in dinin, it means gold. No. Ein poches mishnei din, but kesef. Here, because he said gold in dinin, and you're not using the same thing, we can say he meant silver coins. Kesef dov. Oh, my ma, you said dov. When you said gold, ein poches medina dov. It's a minimum. It's a dinner of gold. I know it's a dinner. Maybe a piece of gold, which is worth less. I'm going to blow it because of the bayah. Same idea, but a different price. So everything's about gold before everything's about silver. The aim of priti. Maybe talking about prutus. Priti. The davel of the inch. People don't make prutus out of gold. Maybe some countries had it. Okay, we'll stop paying for the emission tomorrow.